Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 13 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you've already worked in show business or are currently working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips, advice, or resource information on how to elevate your career status. And the guests on our show include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and we just have a wide variety of working show business professionals. And some of those people include, we have film, television, music, radio producers, and directors. We have casting directors, literary agents, casting agents, PR agents, talent managers, screenwriters. We have publicists, actors, of course, comedians and singers and novelists and script supervisors and stunt people. And we have an entertainment attorney on, usually towards the end of the year, because that's how you know you are working your way up to the east side, if you can afford an entertainment attorney. So we throw them in there to answer any questions that you may have. If you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to them. Number one, free mobile app. You can get it, obviously, from the App Store and the Google Play Store. Two, we can be, iHeart. Yeah, iHeart. We're on iHeart Radio. We're on iTunes. We're on Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. Just go to Google and type Question Reality or my name, Priscilla Leona, and you'll find out all of the social media sites that we're on. And you can also listen to us, obviously, on the archive page of this website. So you just look for the show title, Question Reality, or my name, and you can listen to us. We've been on since 2008, so there are so many fantastic people that have been on in every occupation you can think of in the entertainment industry. And what's great is that I have not only their name, but right next to it, their occupation, so you can also type in the search box, say, for example, script supervisor. It'll go right to the script supervisor. So you can just pick and choose. Now, we ask you for a little itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini favor, and that is to please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast and all of the other places that I just mentioned, iHeartRadio, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. But also give us a little finger or a thumb. You know, we need a little finger and a thumb these days. It's all about the finger and the thumb. You have to give us a follow. We're on all social media sites under my name. You know how I talk every single week about branding. Let me just throw it in again. I have made it my mission in life to reiterate over how important branding is, okay? So when you're promoting your music and your films and your books, you really, really have to think logically and analytically about how you need to represent yourself and your products. So you have to remember that to have all your contact information, all your content available for immediate visual and and auditory accessibility. So we have research that's been done for thousands of years. Well, actually, maybe not that much, but it shows that people these days only have a 10-second attention span. And if they have to do a deep dive on every page of your website to find what your talent is or what you're showcasing, well, Sister Christian, you have just lost a sale or a fan. So please make sure everything is consistent, which brings me back to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I am under Priscilla Leona. Priscilla Leona. Priscilla Leona, please go there and become a little thumb pusher. Just a little thumb pusher for me, so I'd appreciate that. And finally, if you want to be booked on our show or refer someone to be a guest, to promote themselves, showcase their projects or their products, and just help listeners by providing career advice, you got to pay attention. You got to go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website where we air the show. So again, go to questionrealityradioshow.com. And that's also where you can see our annual guest schedule. You might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their sites. So again, to submit to be booked on our show, just click the contact link. And really, really short, easy. We just need your name, your email, your title, and the website. And you are on your way to being with me live. I say live on the air. Okay. So real quick, before we get into the guest today, I want to promote my friend's show coming up this, I think it's Thursday, but don't quote me on it, CSI Las Vegas. You know, my friend Paul Goyle Foyle, who I also produced in a movie, he plays Jim Brass. CSI Las Vegas is back. I mean, it's back, baby. Remember, it was on for, I think, almost a decade. And then it went off. Well, they're back. And Paul is back on the show. It's premiering this week. Again, I don't remember the day. I just go and check it out. CSI Las Vegas. I think it's on CBS. I'm pretty sure. And you'll see our friend Paul Goyle Foyle, Jim Brass, very beloved character. You don't want to miss it. You know, see. Oh, and they're bringing back pretty much, I think, most of the originals. So there you go. All right. So moving on. All right. The guest today is a very, very, I got to start it out with him being a hot, sexy sizzler. He's a sexy man. His name is Dr. Wayne Bethanis, or Bethanis. Oh my God, I forgot. He just told me this 5 minutes ago. We'll have him announce his name. He is an award-winning international recording artist, a TV and radio host. He's a composer with a PhD in music. And very exciting. We're going to play two of his songs today, one around 5:30, and then we're going to have the second one close the show out around 4:45. Very exciting when you hear this music. I love it. No, he is, I'm telling you, he is a true original luminary in the New Age music scene. The New Age music scene is, it's all about New Age music these days. Now, he's also a best-selling, award-winning New Age piano recording artist. I mean, he's a host of his own show called The Wayne Zone, TV radio host, obviously. And this is broadcast worldwide. He's had several best-selling recordings. He holds multiple advanced degrees in composing, piano performance, and music history, including a PhD in musicology, which I just told you about. He is an award-winning composition student of William Craft, is part of the prestigious Naked Ear Composers Ensemble, and a celebrated competition-winning student, a piano student of Joseph Matthews. And Wayne's new album is called Measures of Light, and it's the number one album on the New Age music charts. The album has produced 4 top 10 hits on the charts around the world, 2 of which have been nominated for the International Oneness Award, which recognizes achievement in forward thinking, harmonious intent during these challenging times. You know, COVID has stopped our lives. So this is the music you need to listen to get you through your COVID saddened days. Now, Wayne has a tagline. I think everybody needs a tagline. You know me. I think that everyone needs to be walking down the street with a wind blowing through their hair, and they should have a theme song playing. I think that's just how everyone should be. I don't know why, but I think we would all feel so much happier if we had that. But we also need a tagline. I don't know what my tagline would be, but Wayne has a tagline, which is music is medicine. And he is renowned for helping expand consciousness and heal people through the metaphysics and the mysterious power of music. And I want you to go to his website when you get a chance and check it out. It's WayneBethanis.com, WayneBethanis.com. He's on all the social media sites, which he has unknowingly followed my branding advice. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube under Wayne Bethanis, his name. Very, very smart. So without further ado, let's welcome this little hot, sexy music man to the show. Welcome, Wayne.
Wow. What do you need me for?
I know. I could do this whole show. You don't even have to make an appearance. I could just gloat on you the whole show and then play your song and then bye.
I don't know what else to say other than hello. And I'm super thrilled to be here with you. And I'm going to try and keep up with your wonderful energy.
Hey, okay. I have a question. The accent. Are you from East Coast? Are you from the East Coast?
Yes, I am. I was born in Philadelphia. I lived there. Yeah. I lived there until you're really good too, because I've lived in a lot of places since then. And my accent has, you know, it's been through many different permutations, but halfway through my childhood, my family moved up to Maine from Philadelphia, which is an entirely different accent up there as well. But most people pick up on the Philadelphia, New Jersey accent that's there. Very good.
Yeah. It's definitely there. And plus, you've got the whole East Coast vibe. I'm from Connecticut.
You're from Connecticut.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Great.
But I had so many family members that lived in New York, and then I went to college in Maryland. So I've got the East Coast accent happening hardcore.
Well, remember, when you have an accent in your voice, it's actually a form of rhythm. So, you know, people are very musical in the way they speak. And you can hear a Southern drawl or the Bronx. There's a certain rhythmic meter to an accent. And so it's interesting when you really start to interpret your world musically, you start to feel a certain richness in, you know, the people you talk to or even just some sounds you hear in nature. You start to really tune in to an auditory world because we're so used to living in a visual world. Once you start to perceive the world acoustically as well, then your life becomes very rich. It's a very interesting experience. And so when people do detect an accent in me, I like to, I like to hear them speak as well and sort of tune into the rhythm and the music of their voice.
I have, oh boy, I've been waiting for you my whole life to answer this question. Are you ready for this? Please expect, since you have a PhD, there's no one else that's more qualified to answer this question. Why is it when people who are foreign to, when I say foreign, meaning I'm here from America and I'm listening to someone else sing from another country. Why do, when they sing, for example, the British, why does everyone sound, have an American accent?
That's a really good question. And the answer is pretty simple. It's because lyrics are based on vowels, not consonants. So let's say if you're going to sing the word, oh, I don't know, great. Or actually, let's choose a word that you would say with an English accent, like, I don't know. They would say mother instead of mother, okay? It doesn't matter when you're singing. It's the vowel sounds, not the consonants, that are going to be intoned on the beat. So the consonants, which are all the other letters except for A, E, I, O, and U, they don't have a musical identity other than starting and finishing a word. And vowels, the linguistic vowels of the human larynx, no matter where you're from, you could be from, I don't know, the Galapagos Islands. The human larynx is basically intoning those five vowels all the time, no matter who you are. And so in speech or in dialect, we often preponder on the consonants, the THs, the Ss, the Ps, all those other letters when we're singing to carry the melody, to carry the notes themselves, we have to attach a vowel to it. We can't really sing like on an SP. We'll be like, buh, 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 buh. But if we sing, I don't know the word, I don't know, spam, it's spam. You know, that is the vowel sound. Have I answered your question?
I'm thinking, I'm processing it. I'm trying to understand it. It seems like it's a little bit more complicated because there are some people when they sing and they have a really hardcore accent, you can hear it, but I think I'm mostly thinking about British people, right? The British invasion.
Well, if you sing twinkle, twinkle, little star, and the word star, they'll drop that R, star, but we don't really hear it when it's sung. We'll just hear the vowel, okay? Star, we just hear the A. Okay, so when British, when you have an English accent, or probably like a European accent of some kind, the English language is mostly Germanic, but it's influenced by a lot of other Romance languages. We're all going to sing the same, but we're all going to emphasize the vowel sound. And unless a person has a really, really heavy accent, you're not really going to hear too much. If you listen to ABBA, you know, you listen to the group ABBA, they pretty much rehearse. They you know, their first language is not English. But if you listen to their songs, you can hear a faint accent, but really the words are going to come out clearly because they know that they're going to be singing the long vowels on each word, and they're just going to be starting it with a consonant and ending it with a consonant. So you can hear a slight accent, but not real, you know, but not really. Yeah. So
very fascinating. That's one of my favorite groups. I love ABBA. So,
yeah, we love
ABBA. You can hear that. So, well, thank you for that. Now, as a lecturer and a music expert and teacher, you publish several articles on the arts and you lecture extensively and you train students to compete and win on an international level. I would say, honey, you would have the biggest challenge of your life teaching me to sing in tune, because after you hear me sing, Wayne, you would have PTSD. It would happen. It would happen, honey. I think you'd need to go get another PhD to teach me to sing in tune. But, you know, my husband, you know what he says to me, Wayne? He says that I sing in the devil's tritone. I don't know what that means because I don't play any instruments. I don't know what that means. And I said,
in technical terms, the devil's tritone is actually what's called an augmented fourth, and it's the same two notes that are played when you hear a train whistle, and it's considered the most dissonant interval in harmonic music. But that's because it really gets your attention. I think it's beautiful.
Oh well, thank you. I'm going to tell him that.
You're welcome.
Wow. So,
and
I was
based on the intonations of your speaking patterns, I'm pretty sure that you're a soprano. and you certainly have a full command of a speaking range. So I do think there's potential there, and we'll have to explore that.
I love veiled compliment. No, it's clearly a good compliment. Well, thank you. Well, you know, I do an aunt who, I don't know if you know who Marilyn Horn is, but that is my father's cousin. So we are related.
No kidding.
Yet I cannot sing in tune. And for a person who loves music like I do, I curse the day that I did not get the ability to sing.
Well,
it's terrible.
First of all, Marilyn Horn's a little bit hard to live up to, but that said, everyone can sing. Everyone is musical. I think that it really depends on a good teacher, and it depends on a course of instruction. I would never discourage anyone from pursuing a musical passion. And I have seen many, many times people who said exactly what you said, experience studying music, and I say that with all sincerity.
Well, you know, I played a little trick on. Okay, so you know the show American Idol, right?
I do.
Okay, so my friend Michael Orlin used to be the assistant musical director on there, and his very good friend is Catherine McPhee's mother. Her name's Pisha McPhee. And so I brought them on as guests, and what I did was I had my husband Albert record 10 seconds, because if it's over 10 seconds, I'll go out of tune. So I had them record 10 seconds of me singing the Eagles, I Can't Tell You Why. So when I was interviewing Pisha and Michael, I said, okay, so I want to play you this person, and I want you to tell me, what would you give them as notes? Of course, they didn't know it was me. So I played it, and they were giving me all the, you know, all the tips, and they didn't know it was me. But then Pisha goes, Priscilla, if I didn't know better, I would say is this you? And I'm like, yes, it is. So she was able to just tell by my speaking voice that little 10 seconds was me. So then she gave me advice. I'm like,
love that song. I love the Eagles.
Oh my God. My husband is obsessed with the Eagles.
Song.
That's all he listens to, the Beatles and the Eagles. Of course, he's a software developer by day, Wayne, and he's a jazz musician by night. He's a fantastic guitar player, but he's very humble, and he doesn't like people to compliment him. He doesn't like that, but
Sounds like you did all right, Priscilla.
Thank you, Wayne. So anyway, back to my question. So I was so impressed, extremely impressed, when I read about your dissertation on Mozart and how it was chosen to be housed at the Mozarteum in Salzburg, Austria. That was such an honor. Can you just briefly tell us about what was that experience
I can. So it's really interesting, too, because I really believe that life is an arc. And sometimes we do things in our young lives and we don't know how beneficial they're going to be later on. So my first piece of advice to anyone is don't really question the path that's right before you. Even if it seems like you're going in a direction that might be a little out of the way, it's really important to just stay on your path, because everything you do is an amalgamation of the person you're becoming. And this is very true of my dissertation. So when I was in graduate school, I was very young, and I knew that I was a composer, because I studied with William Kraft, and I had certain successes on that level. And so what I did was I found, there's a man named Heinrich Koch, and he lived in 18th century Europe, and he wrote a do-it-yourself guide on how to compose music. And he used examples from Mozart and Beethoven and Haydn and all these great classical composers. And he took their music apart and he sort of dissolved it into instructional steps on how to write music. And so what I did was I took other pieces and I applied them to his rules of composition. And that formed the basic topic of my dissertation. And when it was finished, it did quite well. Like, it was published in Europe, and the Mozarteum, they collect anything relevant to anything additional or relevant to the study of Mozart, anything that might add to the literature. And it was so exciting for me, because it doesn't matter whether you're a heavy metal musician, a rapper, or a classical musician, Mozart is pretty much the ultimate authority on the beauty of the balance and proportion of music. And so I was just a youngin, I was in my 20s, and I remember it. I just remember sitting down and I thought to myself, wow, my name is on something that is in the home that Mozart grew up with, you know? And despite the fact that I'm a new age star and a pop star now, I think it's probably the truest gem. It really is the big street cred for me in the music industry, is that dissertation. And so I didn't know that later on, now that I'm a composer and I write all these songs, I use so many of the things I learned while I was writing that dissertation. And so that's just, I really tie things back into everything we do. Everything. It doesn't matter what it is, what you're doing right now. Even if you think that you should be over here, but you're right here, you know, as soon as you start thinking in terms of what about my life right now is relevant to where I want to be, there are natural universal laws that are just kind of keep building and building on that. And I wish I had known that back then, because here I was, this kid stuck in this apartment writing a dissertation, you know, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm writing a book. All I want to do is, you know, go out to nightclubs and have fun like everyone else. And I didn't realize that it prepared me uniquely to be a good composer later on in life.
Oh my gosh. I tell you, I look back on why did I wear those stiletto heels in the 80s? And now
I've had that same thought as well.
And I think, well, you know, wearing it back then has caused me to have these beautifully shaped calves, right?
That's all we're saying, yes.
I'm with you, but on a different level. Can't relate on the Mozart, but yeah, I understand it absolutely. I've got to relate more in my realm, right? So I still don't.
Thank you
know.
For understanding my analogy, though. I do appreciate
I do.
That.
That
was helpful. Yeah, that was helpful. Okay.
Because I had to take it to I got to take it to the other side of the world with people.
You do.
And
you,
right?
You did very successfully.
Thank you. There are so many genres of music these days, and I just can't keep up, Wayne. I still don't know what the hell ska and emo is. I don't even know what that is. But I would love it if you would give us the definition of what new age music is. Why do they call it new age music?
Well, I love that you're asking me this question, because I just did an interview in Europe and they asked me the same question. And what's interesting is that there's a gentleman named Bjorn Fasmer, and he's sort of the new age king. He runs the New Age Music Guide. He's the one who compiles all the statistics for the charts, and he's just a wonderful person. And, you know, he has this fabulous website, the New Age Music Guide, and there are different definitions of New Age music on there. And that's one place to go. He asked me recently how I would define it. And what's interesting is, you know, my answer is pretty unique. New Age music is any kind of music that is meant to actually have an element of transcendence. And what I mean by that is this: it's transportive. So generally it's instrumental, but there are lots of new age vocalists who we love. We love Enya. I love Lorena McKenna. I love, you know, many vocalists. But the music itself, the style of the music itself, is meant to be transportive in an archetypal way. And let me explain that. Oftentimes, the subject matter of the music, they're big, bold concepts, okay? A lot of it can, you know, be about the cosmos. Just the subject matter alone is usually what inspires the music that follows. So when you take an archetype, let's say romantic love, new age music, there will be, you know, a subgenre that's all about romantic love, but it will be aspects of that love that are a little more, how can I say it, spiritual. Or metaphysical, like a song about a twin flame, you know, as opposed to, you know, maybe something that would come out in a pop format or a rock format. And if, you know, and oftentimes new age music will be very ambient in that it will have a lot of electronic sounds to it. and it'll be organized differently than pop. It might not have the traditional percussion and the bass. You know, there's a certain style that we think of with new age music, like I just mentioned, Enya or Yanni or, you know, David Lanz. The pieces are longer. There's a meditative quality that's very important to new age music. So you're going to hear a lot of repetition and patterns that allows you to have that tantric quality where you can kind of get lost in it and it allows you to meditate. So even though new age music doesn't have necessarily specific formats or instruments, it's more conceptual. But if I had to say the basic structure, it comes out of like French Impressionism, like Debussy and Ravel. There's a lot of what we call major seventh sounds in it that gives it that soft, beautiful sound. And then it's mixed with, you know, the electronic music boom in the 50s and 60s, where you have a lot of synth and sounds like that. And that kind of, that early sort of space age sound kind of worked its way into new age music simply because it speaks to not necessarily technology, but something that is acoustically elevated beyond traditional instruments. And so that's basically what new age music is. But you could turn on a new age music station, you'll hear one of my songs, which sounds like it might have come out of a movie, and then you'll hear something that, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, it's like someone held a microphone up to a washing machine and called it the flying unicorn. Okay, so new age music is just very broad, but all those concepts I talked about are more important. Meditation, metaphysics, archetypal images. You know, my whole album Measures of Light is all archetypal images and references to bold universal concepts, that kind of thing.
And to take it back to my level, people, it's okay. The stiletto heel great calves level. There's okay. No lyrics, right?
I mean, there are songs of, you know, but new age music, let's put it this way. I think it's performance based. I'm just going to say that. I think that like the vocal performance, like you could take a piece of music, let's say a Beatles song, you know, your husband likes the Beatles, we'll take The Long and Winding Road. You can turn that into a sort of a new age masterpiece. Okay. By sort of floating that big melody, ba 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 ba, floating that up on a high string, and you can have someone sing it, but probably in a more ethereal sound that will transport that song again to just a different sort of conscious interpretation of it.
So we have got to hear, because I can't stand it any longer, we got to hear one of your songs. This is okay. We're going to play two. First is going to be Song for a New World. I assume this is off your most recent album?
Yeah.
Measures of Light.
This is Song for a New World. And I wrote this because the entire consciousness of the world is shifting right now. And I think that we just need to focus on wonderment and joy and celebrate love. And no matter what we're being confronted with, if we just stick to the idea of light and love, we'll be okay. And so what makes this song new age, you'll just hear a very repetitive piano melody over and over again and let it transport you, because that's what it's meant to do.
So let's hear Mr. Sexy Wayne Bethanis, Dr. Wayne Bethanis' latest song from his album, Measures of Light, Song for a New World. And when we come back, we'll get some career advice. Okay.
Thank you.
I felt like, well, putting my stilettos on and tiptoeing all over the floor. Wow, I am so muddy. And, you know, that it sounded like it was such a full orchestra type situation, but I think it was only piano, correct?
Well, it had the beautiful orchestration of Marcus Sherwell, and he does a lot of my orchestration on it. And it is a piano-based piece. Yeah, my left hand got tired just listening to that.
What? It was so fast. It just makes you feel alive, and you just, if you're sleepy, put that song on. That is going to wake you up and make you feel, you're going to have a zest and just feel like you can get through your day, at least an hour.
Oh, that's and a then nice you have thing to say. Play Thank it. You.
Well, I love how when I was reading, you give brief descriptions of each one of your songs. And my gosh, I'm going to have to bring you back on, Wayne, because just to go through the descriptions, because we don't have enough time, but I love, next time I bring you on, I want to talk about your song, The Legend of Tartaria, because when I was reading that, I said, what is this? I got to look this up. I got to read about said it was about a lost civilization. And that it was deleted from the history books. And when you were talking about Genghis Khan, and I love how you put definitions on each song. So it wasn't the typical, oh, man meets woman, girl meets boy, blah, blah, kiss, love, all lost. There was actually, there's a story behind it. And I really love that you
thank you for saying that. You know, like I was saying, a lot of, you know, most New Age music, it's going to have a concept or a theme behind it. And I love to explore all kinds of interesting topics like Tartaria, or I did, the only album has the butterfly cluster, which is a constellation in Scorpius shaped like a butterfly. And it's been the subject of lots of ancient stories and stuff. So that does kind of tie into New Age music too, is just the ideas that are behind the songs. And I'm so glad that you enjoy the descriptions that I gave you. That's great.
Yeah, because I'm of Irish and English descent, and I was reading the Tuatha De Danann, I believe it, about the warrior race of the same name of the ancient Ireland. So now I got to go looking it up now about this mystical tribe. I watch everything on Ireland and England, and I've never heard anyone mention that mystical tribe.
Oh, you've got to look that one up. That's a fascinating story, the Tuatha De Danann, and you know, I included an ancient bagpipe on that song, so you got to check that one out.
Oh, I gotta listen to that, because I mean, they don't even have hardly any information on the ancient race of people. Not that what were they called? It was the race of people where they put they completely disappeared from Ireland and England, and they used to put people in those Burning Man cases.
Oh, like the Druid? The Druids?
Yes, the Druids. Thank you. They don't even know anything about the Druids, hardly. So I have never heard of Tuatha De Danann.
Well, you got to look it up. You can Google it, and I would love it if anyone would Google it and listen to my song while you're reading about it. Then you can have this really cool transcendent experience, and it comes to life, right?
And a joint would certainly help too.
I wouldn't necessarily say no to that either. But would you like some career advice?
Yes, I want to. We only got a couple more minutes. I really want to get at least one thing. Oh, first of all, if you could go back in time and give yourself must-have advice about pursuing a career in music, what would you say?
Yep. This is exactly what I would say. That there's no one outside of you who can make a difference. So oftentimes we're led to believe that, oh, I need an agent. Or, oh, you know, that we create these gatekeepers, a manager or an agent or someone who runs this or someone who runs that. Honestly, when you're an artist, you can manifest your life that way as long as you focus on creating what is in the fire in your belly to create. And the rest will take care of itself, because it's always an inside job. The story of my life is that I've always had to sort of internally shift in order to manifest, you know, the life that I have. And so I look inward for approval and progress, and I answer to myself. And when you do that, you'll find that you'll manifest that quality around you. So love what you do, accept what you do, and be patient with what you do, and then you will manifest that in the people around you. And also, my biggest piece of advice is recognize that you have a love for what you do. Recognize that this is where your happiness is. Recognition toward yourself will manifest recognition from all the people who are meant to connect with you, heal from your work, support your work, celebrate your work. So don't ever think that you fall short of anything. Recognize and celebrate yourself every step of the way, even if it feels like, you know, three steps forward, two steps back, because it's this internal dialogue that you have that is going to, without a doubt, create the external environment you live in. There's nothing out there that makes a difference. You create your own reality. And I have had to learn that on many levels. So, you know, that's my advice. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to create. Celebrate that and recognize yourself just for trying.
It's so true. I don't think that people realize that every single thing they do is a step in a direction, whether it's everyone's like, take a step in the right direction. Well, you know, you could take a step in the wrong direction and it's still a step. It's a learning experience, if anything.
I just don't think there are any wrong steps. Yes. I really think that, you know, you are who you are. You're going to grow in the way that you're meant to. And, you know, that's when you can really experience love with someone, when you really accept who they are and what their pattern is and their path and their growth is. Then you get out of the judgment category and you get into the creative category. And that's, I think, where some of the deepest happiness can lie in this lifetime.
Absolutely. And Wayne, obviously, do you like to be called Wayne? Wayne Bethanis, Dr. Wayne Bethanis? How would you like to be presented for my next compliment?
Well, I like to be called Wayne, but you called me Wayney during a break, so Wayney is good too. That got me a little excited.
Yeah. You just sound like a fun guy, and a fun guy has to have a name.
Oh, you came to the right place. You came to the right place, yeah.
I love your personality. Would it be forward or intimate to ask you what zodiac sign you are? I'm into astrology.
Well, that's a great question too, because when I was hosting my local TV show here, I had an astrologer who just written a book, and he said there are two zodiacs working right now. The one that I have always been told is the traditional one, that I'm a Sagittarius. So that's the answer I'm going to give you. But okay. I have been exposed to other forms of astrology, but that's the one I'll give you because, you know, it's just something I've heard my whole life because my birthday is in December.
Don't fence me in is your motto. That should be your motto. That's the motto for
us. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Don't fence me in. Get off my back.
That wouldn't work too well. Yeah.
If anyone wants to hear more of the musings from Wayne, Dr. Wayne, yep. Bethanis, you can listen yep. to him. He has his own New Age radio show. It's called The Wayne Zone. And from what I understand, it's a huge hit on the airwaves. And you feature interviews with all kind of groundbreaking New Age musicians and artists. And I love how yep. you have a motto for the show. Music is the new medicine, right? I love that.
Yes. Thank you. And I think you can go on Mixcloud. All of it has been archived in podcast, and there's so much to choose from there. But we look at the metaphysics of music. So, for example, I did a show on David Bowie, and we really took apart all the metaphysics. And my guest was this world-renowned David Bowie expert. And then there are other shows, like I did the music of ancient Egypt, and how, you know, I had well-known authors come on who have studied how, you know, music sounds in a tomb or in a pyramid, you know? So it's that kind of radio show. It's really, really fascinating. And there's a lot to pick in the archives on there, a lot to choose from.
that you've got to go and listen to Wayne. We don't have enough time to talk to him, but I want to close the show out with his second song called These Years. And if you want to hear more of his music, I would actually highly recommend that you give him $1.29, which would be to buy a song, buy his album on iTunes. I assume you're on all the platforms. iTunes.
I am. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere.
He's everywhere. Yep. So if you want to hear more of him, I could listen to this man for 3.5 hours, or at least 3.25.
That's really nice.
And you're fascinating. You're exciting. You're delicious. So I would imagine everyone wants to be you. Everyone wants to be around you. And now I want you to say goodbye to your fans while we play you out with a song from your latest album, which is Measures of Light. So say goodbye.
Well, first of all,
thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you, Priscilla, for having me. I really appreciate it. And you rock those high heels. And then, you know, to all my fans and everyone who's listening, you know me pretty well. Enjoy this song and feel yourself transported and think about, you know, ways that you would love to enjoy love or healing or anything that speaks to you.
Absolutely. My darling Wayne, thank you for being on the show. Have a wonderful holiday season, and I'll be getting you back on the show next year if you'll have me.
I'll have you any day.
Thank you. Oh, that sounded good. All right. Everybody, we're going to take it out with Dr. Wayne Bethanis and the song These Years. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.